Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
So I was reluctant to share this, but for the past week, this has been on my heart heavy. So here we are. And I think the main reason why this has been on my heart heavy is because, you know, we've all worked jobs or a job, or we're working one now, where we kind of feel disposable and like a number. And, you know, to be honest, in most cases, you are disposable and you are a number. And, you know, after these 16 months we have had with COVID, unemployment, you know, finances, small businesses going under and shit, We're hearing a lot of these stories. The disgruntled employee. And let me preface this by saying I've been in the game for years and I never share my clients' information. And to be honest, I could write a book about the stuff I've seen, heard, and experienced, but that's not why we're here. And ignore my background, please. They're setting up a backdrop. So shout out to everyone on Patreon who are watching me live. But as most of you know, I don't talk about, you know, my professional relationships basically, or at all basically, because, you know, it's unethical and it's just tacky, and I don't want to ruin my future opportunities by disclosing information and being messy. But let me get to the point. So like sometime last week I tweeted in Facebook status. And I even had like some conversations with you guys one-on-one, but last week I posted online basically that a client of my employee died. So this employee was at work on Monday, happy, giddy, and apparently died Tuesday morning. And before the end of the workday, an email was sent sharing the tragic news. And by the end of that day, you know, the position was listed, an email blast went out, and the position was listed on the company's website, all within 24 hours. And a client of mine, I do audio for this large company. I do audio production for this company. So that's what I mean by a client of mine. So literally this person who died, you know, poured 2 decades into this company, blood, sweat, and tears. And since I've been contracted by this client of mine, this person got married, had a child, divorced, and probably been at this company longer than most people who are there. And had a position, had an office, had, you know, had a title, you know, had a legit position. And all they got was an email paying condolences. And then, like, these niggas trying to fill this position as soon as possible. That shit had me, you know, I was flabbergasted. And I guess this bothers me because, you know, I've ran an organization where an employee / coworker died. It was a smaller company with not as much money, but, you know, we've experienced a loss and, you know, we allowed the employees to take, you know, personal grievance days. We gave them 5 days. They were paid. We offered therapy to the team, and eventually we phased out that position to cut the loss because you know, the grievance packages we offered them, the therapy was costing us, and we couldn't afford to rehire or retrain someone for that position. So what we did, can you guys turn off the phone? Make sure you turn it off. Okay, so, you know, we couldn't afford to, or we could have, but, you know, we already spent so much money. So to cut loss, or to save money, basically, we incorporated that former employee's position into the team. So everybody on that team had a task of what this person was doing. And it worked out, you know what I mean? And it was just compassionate, and it felt good, you know? Yeah, the business is the bottom line, but you want to make people feel good, you know what I mean? But yeah, the people who ran that organization, the team and I, we were so compassionate about the project. We as a team learned that, you know, now missing a person to fill this position, we all had an extra task to cover the cost. And not only was it a loss, you know, morally, and it was some of our friends, and we was, you know, we were sad and hurt and shit. But of course, you know, business is business and business first, right? But there's just a way to do things. And, you know, I mean, I've seen this all done before. Right. So, like, ain't, you know, being a business owner myself, you know, you'll get a better performance if you make your team and your employees feel like you care about them. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't that make sense? And I see some of y'all in the comments saying, you know, business first, it's a job. Just show up and the show must go on. And of course, it's a job. I get it. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, business and the dollar is the bottom line. But as I just said, you know, you'll get a better performance from the employees if they feel that, you know, you care about them, right? That they're just not a number. And let's talk about that, because everybody's always talking about, like, entrepreneurship and being a boss. But entrepreneurship and being a boss is not for everyone. And it's not all cracked up to be. You know, there's a lot of benefits of working for yourself or working for organizations. But there's a lot of stuff that we, you know what, I'm not even about to go on. That's a whole other episode. I did not come here to talk about entrepreneurship and being a boss. But yeah, like, fuck that job, you know what I mean? I've been 1099 for years now. So this is not even really my lane of conversation. But, you know, take that vacation time, those sick days, mental health days. And if it becomes too much for you, fuck that job. Because at the end of the day, that job is not going to give a fuck about you. It's to quit their job. And, you know, telling someone to find a job doing what they love is easier said than done. But I guess what I'm trying to say is stop tying your identity and your existence to these jobs, especially if you're working for someone else or a company. Because at the end of the day, these titles, positions, jobs, careers, check, whatever it is, can be taken from you. So you got to remember that without all of the above, you as a person, you still exist. So take care of your mental health, your spiritual health, and physical health.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.